We don't want to be live again because I made a noise with the mic. We'll be live now. Okay. And we're live. So we've got to say it over again because I have to edit that out. So what happens? Okay, so yeah. I say I'm live?
Yeah.
Or you say I'm live?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, I'm live. And my name is Dave. But I prefer to go by Potty Talks with Scotty because it's gonna explode in the interwebs.
Yeah, I told you it'd grow on you. I knew it'd grow on you.
What's the idea of doing this?
Potty Talks with Scotty.
Yeah, I kind of like it, actually. I think people clickbait, basically.
Yeah.
I think I know what that means. So they go, hey.
It's not clickbait.
No.
I shouldn't say bait out loud.
No.
No, it's not clickbait. You're going to get quality crap if you turn on to this channel. Is it a channel?
Kinda.
Okay, it's a channel.
It'll go on YouTube and...
I'm 57 years old. Huh. I'm married, ladies, so don't get excited. And this is not clickbait, whatever that really is. I don't know. There's some deep wisdom crap coming down. I feel it. Well, why, did I ever say why I do this?
No.
I should say why I do that. I think I said it in the last podcast, but I should probably do it on every podcast, and I should do it at the beginning of every podcast. So you I cannot be sued. I don't want to be sued by anybody. I've got a really crappy memory. I have a bleeding brain, which basically means it's a great excuse for not being able to remember crap, because I don't remember crap. Do kids still say crap? But I mean, I don't remember anything. I don't remember much. But what I do remember, it's phenomenal. And what else?
I
never let the truth get in the way of a good story. But like 99.9% of what I say is true. Or it ought to be.
Yeah.
And I believe 99% of the crap I say. That 1%. I don't know. I might change my mind and believe 100% tomorrow. Or 98% tomorrow. So whatever I'm saying is, I'm old enough that I don't really give a rat's rear end. I say rear end because my wife don't want to hear me say ass on a podcast. But I don't give a rat's rear end. I'm old enough that I really don't give a rat's rear end what you think about what I've said. If you agree with me, fine. If you don't, whatever. You're wrong. And I'm right because it's my podcast. If you don't like it, you can get a kid. You can have a kid. You can name him Spencer. And he can adopt another kid and name him Eli. And you can have your own friggin' podcast. And you can say whatever the heck you would like to say. And that's about enough of that, I guess. But anyway, I wasted a lot of your time already, audience. But don't sue me if I say your name and it's a real name. I will try to change the names of anybody who might be guilty of any crime that doesn't have a statute of limitations. And I don't even know what the heck that is. Okay, I'm done. That is my disclaimer. And if I don't say that at the beginning of every frickin' podcast, assume that it goes for every frickin' podcast after this. Is friggin' legal to say on there?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not even a... I say it all the time, and it's not... friggin' to me is not a replacement for another word that I don't like people saying all the time. They can say it once in a while, but they shouldn't say that any time, probably. Okay, now what? What are we talking about today? We are talking, I believe, about a bunch of weirdos I've heard that are going
to
go...
To Area 51.
To Area 51. And I don't mean weirdos, because if you're one of those people listening, I'd probably like you to listen again. But you got to realize that if you're going there to do what I think I've heard you're going to do, you're just really not real bright, because there's a good chance the government might hurt you. Definitely detain you if they can catch you. But don't, I mean, hello, you've heard of Ruby Ridge, most of you people. Don't put anything past the government. They're liable to come and shoot me through the window of my house just because they can, because they're the government.
I've never heard of Ruby Ridge, so I don't think that makes...
You've never heard of Ruby Ridge?
No.
We'll talk about that in a future podcast.
Okay.
Just Google it if you guys want to know about Ruby Ridge. You'll cry and be pissed off at the same time. Ticked off at the same time.
So, have you, what's that conspiracy we were talking about yesterday? The birds.
Oh, yeah. You told me about it.
More about the birds theory. Tell them what that
is. The bird theory, my son tells me, is that you said it was Ronald Reagan did that?
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan supposedly killed all the birds and replaced them with drones, which is an awesome theory because how would you prove it one way or the other? And they could be like, that'd be awesome to actually do a parakeet. You could actually invite it in your house and feed it, and the dang thing's giving the government secrets on you.
See, I don't think it's all birds. I think it's just certain birds.
Yeah, it's mostly pigeons. Like, pigeons aren't real.
Well, that's true. They're not real birds.
Did you see a pigeon during the government shutdown? No.
No, they're all taking the day off, yeah. Well, the guys that control the pigeon robots probably took the day off. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a decent working theory. So yeah, I could see how that could be true, that birds aren't real. But we've had baby dead birds in our yard, so of course that's not to say they haven't been genetically enhanced and they just happen to get kicked out of the nest. Okay. Are you laughing at me? Never mind. I won't say that because you're really, I don't want to go, there's like a, didn't they call it the fifth wall or something?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry audience, I'll try not to act like there's anybody here but me sounding smart. Of course, there's other people going to ask me questions, so.
How do you feel about the fact that this is your first podcast, actually? It's like the first one was, like, with someone else.
That was fun.
Wasn't just your producers. So, you had somebody to bounce talking off of. And, like, I mean, you went on a four-minute rant about just... Wait. We're still filming.
Okay.
You went on, like, a four-minute rant at the beginning about non-disclosure agreements, but...
This one? Yeah, sorry about that. I'll try not to do that again. But I want to make sure I don't want anybody suing my rear end about stupid crap that people should hear about anyway. But so, yes, I won't do that too much. So if you're getting... I can't even say that because my wife will kill me. But if your bottom is being hurt by anything I say that you want to sue somebody over, just bite me.
My question is, does your wife listen to this? Because I don't think she listened to our last one.
No.
I think she might have, actually. She's tried to. My wife listens to sermons in bed, and this is not a sermon.
She's going to get too annoyed listening to all of us talk, so you can pretty much say whatever you want, because she's not going
to
hear it.
No. Well, she's tried to listen to this, like, I want to say maybe as much as a half a dozen times, and she always falls asleep. So that's my goal, actually, is to get Somanex. They still make Somanex?
Insomniacs.
No, Somanex is a drug for people to help them fall asleep that you can buy over-the-counter. It's basically Benadryl, I think. So I'm hoping to get sponsors. So if you're out there and you sponsor, you want to sponsor this so people can sleep, send your check to... Never mind. So, I don't know what the next question was, but anyway, don't fall asleep. I've got some wisdom coming. Area 51, what about it? I do think those people are probably going to... You have to assume that, what do we got, like 200 and... No, we have 330 million people in this country, about, give or take.
About.
All right, you've got...
What is that, 1% of the country is saying they're going to go?
And you have to assume that... let's say 1% of 1% go, because I think that could happen. If the government doesn't want us to know about them actually having showed up, you'll never hear about it. Because Area 51 is well enough protected that there won't even be any helicopters flying over them filming these these well-intentioned souls. I think people will probably go and probably get hurt.
So what is that? Let's do the math on that. 3 million people are saying they're going. What's 1% of 3 million?
Mm-hmm. 300,000?
30,000.
30,000. Yep, 30,000.
So 30,000 people just died. Like, let's say they kill them all.
Oh, no, that's way too high. You're right. I was thinking more like in the lines of about 3,000. But I could see 3,000 people easily showing up for that just because...
I think there's going to be a lot more than 3,000 people going. I don't know.
It could be just a hell of a big party. That's what I figure. There's going to be a bunch of weirdos selling t-shirts and stuff. Not weirdos. Well-intentioned souls selling t-shirts. So I should have made some freaking t-shirts.
Yeah, we should all go to that and just record our podcast there.
We should. Let's fly out. I'll call one of my alien friends.
If I was going to do that, I would actually raid Area 51. Why not?
And get shot?
Yeah,
you don't want to be food. You don't want to be food for an alien. Because, I mean, what are they going to do with the bodies? They probably don't feed them aliens very good.
Sunday, the 13th is a... Oh, it's a Friday. So we're doing it Friday morning. Ugh. Everyone's doing it.
I'll be busy. Wow. If I weren't busy, I'd be there.
I should take off that Friday and just...
We could hitchhike.
On Twitter and Reddit.
We probably could hitchhike. Because so if you tell... If you, like, a truck driver pulls over, where you going, son? And you tell him, hey, I'm going to Roswell. Or... I'd tell them Roswell first because they all know about that. And they'd say, I'm safe. I'll take you there. And that was not me. Then when you get closer to Roswell, you say, I want to go to Area 51. And then maybe somebody will take you close and drop you off.
Well, especially dudes like us. That'd no one's going to cool. be intimidated by us.
What? Hitchhiking all the way to Roswell?
Yeah. Because you know people would pick you up. Of course. And if you got a camera and crap, there's a very good chance they won't pick you up if they're a mass murderer. They've been killing people all along Route 66. So I don't want to die over this stupid podcast.
Not that many.
So if you're the government and you got a gun...
Serial killers. It's usually the hitchhikers that are the serial killers.
Yeah, I'm hitchhiking. No, it's hitchhikers. No, it's the guys picking them up. Trust me. I've done the research. But if you are a cop or anybody else that works for anybody, then you got a gun trained at me through this window. I'm probably not going to Roswell, so don't worry about shooting me. Okay. Now what's next?
I don't know.
We want to talk about aliens and my beliefs about aliens.
Go for it.
I believe there was a crash in Roswell, New Mexico. I want to say it was in June of 47, 1947. And I think it was aliens. I don't know. There's the theory that we, because of nuclear testing during at Los Alamos and all that before the Second World War, or before we bombed the Japanese during World War II, that turned on other alien life forms into coming to look, check us out because we became dangerous to them. So I could see how an alien craft either got shot down by our government, which is doubtful, or they just had too much whatever it is aliens drink and crashed landed. But I do believe there was alien life forms. Some people believe they were alive and taken ultimately to Ohio or just the dead bodies or whatever. But
why Ohio?
I want to say Wright Air Force Base is where they took some to say live, some say dead aliens because we already had a military presence there and refrigerated them or whatever. Some people said they kept them alive. Some people have claimed that they saw them. I want to say through the 1960s or 70s, they've seen, you know, like Men in Black type things in Ohio.
Now,
or in Area 51, for that matter.
You, as an alien believer,
yes, I am.
Feel about the fact that in the 90s, when video was first becoming a thing, video editing was not very well known, alien sightings were at an all-time high, and now that actual good video quality and video recording and video editing has been out, there's been no form of... I mean, honestly, in the culture, there's been no discussion whatsoever on aliens or on Bigfoot. And there's been no evidence. So how do you explain that?
I don't know if I do explain it. You mean no high-quality filming, whatever you want to call it, videoing, has taken place that's been proven to not be doctored with, basically?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And I just burst my bubble.
No, wait. Ask that question one more time.
Huh?
Ask your question one more time.
Like, you're saying that the quality of the videos... are you saying that because it's digital, it's more easy to manipulate?
Well, yes, but I'm saying...
And B, have a footprint or a fingerprint where people can say, oh, yeah, this was manipulated.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
yeah, I can see that.
Like, yes. So that's why not that much stuff has come out. But I'm also saying, like, just the fact that there's better quality videos and stuff, why hasn't anyone, like, filmed anything? Why hasn't anyone seen anything Like, why haven't aliens had a presence on our Earth in the past?
I think it's because, like, the aliens figured out, like, they saw from contacting other ones that we have cameras and the good stuff, so they, like, you can't come around.
They're better at hiding because they know, hey, there's a camera over there. They can detect it from a million light years away. I mean, yes, that's basically making up crap to prove my point, but I don't know.
Simple physics means you can't break. Like, I mean, that's like a law of the world. A million light, a light year is a year away. There's nothing faster than the speed of light. There's no technology to look at.
That we know of, yeah, I mean.
So people would be looking at us from a million years in the past.
Yeah, unless you believe in time travel, which...
time travel.
Then that just throws everything out the window.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we won't argue about that. So, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's possible that I'm crazy, but I personally don't think I'm crazy because nobody ever thinks they're crazy. That's better. No. It's a good question. But I still believe there are aliens. Only because of the reports I read about people being threatened, little kids and stuff being threatened in the city of Roswell, because their folks had pieces of the, you know, the wreckage, or they saw things and were told that if you tell anybody, we're gonna kill mommy and daddy and that kind of stuff. So I don't see why people would have a reason to lie about that.
Yeah, that's not a...
But I mean, and it was corroborating. I mean, if people said this happened to me, and people said, well, this happened to me, and the stories were so eerily similar and described the same person making the threats. And supposedly there's, you know, it was during the Truman administration, and, you know, supposedly each president is briefed on what happened at Roswell or whatever. So it wasn't too many years ago, less than 10. But I believe more than 5, the Catholic Church, the Vatican, I want to say the Pope himself, whoever the Pope was then at that time, but it came out, they made a decree that if there is alien life forms out there and they make contact or whatever and we become friends and things, that they would still have to, in order to ensure their eternal life, they would have to be come Christians, followers of Jesus.
Oh, aliens?
Yes.
Yeah.
So why they did that, I don't know. I've often thought that the truth is out there and that eventually it's just going to be dropped in our laps and they're getting us ready to hear it because most people can't wrap their head around anything. I mean, you got to realize a relatively short span of human existence, if you believe a creationist viewpoint, that humans have only been around for, what, 10,000 years or less, let's say. I have no idea where I was going with that. So let's go on. If it comes to me, I'll talk to you. We're going to blame that on a brain bleed. Next question. What are we talking about again?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have any ideas. This is up to you.
It's all up to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, it would be kind of funny. I don't want the government coming looking for me, but it would be kind of humorous to me that Donald Trump being president, I could see them not telling him, well, you don't want to tell this guy anything about aliens. He talks about everything. So I could see them saying, there's no aliens. Nobody told me about no aliens. Yeah, and your mama sucks too. And go back to where you came from. I could see him having a freak out about that. So they might not have told him there are aliens. That's one reason I want to become president someday, so I can find out if there really is aliens and look at the unredacted crap. But then they'd be saying, this guy's as whacked out as Donald Trump. We can't tell him anything about aliens. He'll be telling everybody. So.
Fair enough. Inside man.
I don't want to be, you know, hey, let's go down to Dallas and do a parade, and then I don't come back from it.
My gosh.
What? I'm just saying they would do that to me. I'm not the most popular person in the world.
Kennedy was an inside job.
Oh, definitely. Do you want to talk about that too, or do you want to do that another?
No, go for it. Go off. Talk.
Oh, I was definitely. There was. You mean, do I believe the Warren Commission report? Or any the Warren Commission report, you know what that is? That's the government official rubber stamp on it saying that Kennedy was killed by a lone gunman what's his name? Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
At the sixth story of the Dallas School Book Depository. And he acted alone, and there's no way. There's absolutely no way. And the bullet that they found in the hospital on a stretcher that went through the arm of John Connally, I think his name was, the governor of Texas at the time, is the same bullet that went through Kennedy's head. And, I mean, it literally, it looks like a bullet that a person who reloads ammunition would have just taken out of the package. It's pristine. They call it the magic bullet. And it's there's absolutely no way that the official report of the Warren Commission is true. But you have to realize in 1963, we were, most of us still believed our government could never lie to us or wouldn't lie to us. They might keep things from us for our own good. But after that, people realized. And then not long after Robert Kennedy was killed, Martin Luther King was killed, and I believe every one of those were government related. So yes, I'm probably going to get shot through my picture window of my house here. But yeah, so yes, I do believe that that's a whole hoax. So I've just been informed by my producers that I've already spoken for like 20 minutes, and I would think in my normal, assuming that like the audience is sitting in the couch across from me in a Lazy Boy here, they would know me pretty good. They'd realize that if I spoke for 20 minutes, there might be 5 minutes worth of diamonds in 20 minutes worth of horse manure. And so I hope you enjoyed maybe 5 minutes of this and put up with the rest of it. And maybe next time I'll talk about my whacked out beliefs by some people's viewpoints of assassinations and, yeah, like Ruby Ridge or John F. Kennedy or whatever you guys, if anybody actually listens to this crap and there's any way to let me know what you'd rather hear me talk about that's more interesting to you. This is a two-sided conversation and you aren't talking. So, yes, talk to me. Goodbye until next time. And as I said, don't sue me if you get your pants in a wad over something stupid. Bye.